blades, eyes front, stay sharp. Save the whining for your wives when you get home. Come on, just a few more blocks to patrol, and we'll call it a night. Wait, I hear something. Sounds like someone's in trouble. That alleyway to the left. Go quick. Bandits. They're attacking someone. Stop them. Shit. They're hurt. They're getting away. After them. Whoa. Hey. Calm down. We're the city guard. We're here to protect you. You're safe now. There's no need to be scared. Hey, don't run. Wait. I'm sorry. I have to pin you down. I can't let you get away. It's dangerous out here at this time of night. Just please, stop struggling. Hey, it's alright. Didn't you hear me? We're the city guard. Why do you still look scared? Are you in shock? Oh, I see. You've never seen an orc before. I'm sorry, I guess our appearance would make us seem a bit scary to someone seeing us the first time. Not to mention I'm twice your size. It's alright, little one. I won't harm you, I promise. You're safe as long as you're with me. That's it, just breathe. Settle down. Good. Oh, they're back? Excuse me for a second. Just stay right there. What's the situation? They got away. Has all his things lost. Return to headquarters at once and file a report. Tell them everything you remember about their appearances and request an increase in patrols in this area. It's a good thing we happened to be passing by here. Who knows what could have happened if we hadn't shown up. I'll deal with them personally when they're caught. Just look at what they did to that poor guy. Despicable. Hey, I'm back. I'm really sorry, but it seems like the bandits escaped with your belongings. What was it that they stole from you exactly? All of your money and a bag of clothes and food. What exactly did you have those things for? Besides, don't you know this district is full of crime? It's extremely unsafe to be out here, especially for a little boy like you. Oh, you're a traveler, from outside the city. I guess that explains the bag. You must have been looking for a place to spend the night. Why didn't you go to a different district? There are hardly any inns around here. And the only few there are would probably make you sleep on a haystack next to the horses. I see. You didn't have enough money to stay anywhere else. And now you don't have any money at all. Poor thing. Hey, tell you what. You can stay in my home for as long as you need. It's in the richer districts, so we'll be safe there. I have a spare room for you to stay in. I can treat your wounds there and get you fed and bathed and clothed. No, this isn't an offer. I insist. I won't let you stay out here in the cold. Especially not in your condition. Here, I'll even carry you there. It's a bit of a walk and you shouldn't move more than you need to with those injuries. Yes, of course, I can carry you. You look like you weigh less than the iron plates I lift every morning. It won't be a problem. Watch. See, I got you just fine. Just relax. Take a little nap if you feel like it. Vice Captain, I'm taking this one back home to treat him. Complete the patrol route and the rest of the squad. If you spot those bandits again, don't let them get away. That's an order, understand? Good. Don't worry. We'll catch those guys and make sure they get what they deserve for taking advantage of a helpless boy like you. I promise. I can tell you're still a little shaken up. Here, let me sway you back and forth in my arms. It'll help you calm down. That better? Yeah, there you go. Just relax. Good boy. You look so adorable in my arms like this. Don't worry, we'll be home before you know it. Okay, we're here. Let's sit you down at the table. There you go. Let me grab a rag and some bandages for your wounds. I'm sorry, this might hurt a little. I know I have big hands and arms, but I'll try to be as gentle as I can. Ugh, they pushed you into the mud too. And these clothes are ripped to shreds. You should probably take a bath and clean yourself off. It looks like I'll have to lend you some of my clothes. They may be a little big, but they'll do. Okay, I've wiped away most of the blood. Should take care of the smaller cuts and bruises so they can heal. Oh, was that your stomach? I'm sorry. I forgot. You must be hungry, right? After wandering the city. And you had your food stolen, too. I'll prepare some dinner for us. So you're not from here, huh? What brought you to the city? Something happened back home. I see. You heard about the various job opportunities here and wanted to try your luck. A pretty common reason. I assume jobs where you come from were either too scarce or didn't interest you much, yes? I thought so. What's your hometown like? You have family there? So you're the son of a farmer from a small village on the outskirts of the city. That seems like a pretty peaceful life, if you ask me, compared to the chaos here. But I suppose the circumstances make it a good bet. It's just a shame this happened to you so soon after arriving. Oh, don't say that. I'm just doing what a good citizen would do. What kind of a city guard captain would I be if I didn't? Besides, how could I not offer all the help I can give to such a precious young boy? It absolutely broke my heart to see you the way you are. Well, you seem a lot more comfortable around me now. I'm glad. I hope I've shown you that I'm nothing to be afraid of. Even though I may be a little intimidating when I'm on duty, I'm really just an ordinary woman who loves the city and the city's people. All I want is for them to feel safe here. Anyways, dinner is ready now. Here you go. It's just a simple stew with some bread from the bakery down the road. Really? You like it? I'm glad. I'm not the best at cooking, but I'm learning. Well, eat up. There's plenty more if you're still hungry, so please ask if you are. Sorry, what? You're already done. Wow, you really wolfed that down. Good boy. Come, give me your ball. I'll get you another helping. Oh, you don't want more. Are you sure? Don't worry about it. There's more than enough for both of us. You want your bath now instead? All right, if you say so. I'll keep the rest warm if you get hungry later. Give me a second, and we'll head to the washroom. Yes, we're bathing together. Is that a problem? What are you so nervous about, being in a bath with a grown woman like me? I promise I don't